Welcome to Because It's Tile, a podcast to help you understand the tile industry market in North America and the threats, trends, and opportunities within the marketplace. Listen as Rick Church, Executive Director of the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association, interviews tile industry leaders and creative professionals. And now, here's your host, Rick Church.
Hey, everybody, this is Rick Church, Executive Director of the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association, and you're listening to the CTDA Because It's Tile podcast. Today, we've got a very special guest, Executive Vice President and co-owner of Conestoga Tile and current CTDA President, Steve Vogel. Steve, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being part of it.
An honor to be here.
So do me a favor, tell us a little bit about your business background. Let people get to know Steve Vogel. What have you done that kind of led you to what you're doing now?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think I have tile that goes through my veins. It starts a long time ago. My father actually started Conestoga Tile in 1958. And so I grew up in and around the business. Started in the sample department, warehouse. I even got my CDL Class A license when I was young, and I still hold it today. And from time to time, I am called upon to saddle up and hit the highway. Those are some of the funner days, actually. But so, yeah, brought up through the business and then went to school, Penn State University. I got involved there in the music business where I was part of their concert committee. And then that kind of led into a few years outside of Conestoga, which at that time, I wasn't planning on being part of the company business, but our father always had this policy that if we did want to be in the business, that he would want us to work outside for a while. So it was a great education. I ended up working for a concert promoter in upstate New York, where it was one of my jobs was to turn these dirt racetracks into 15,000 seat stadiums, outdoor concert stadiums. So that was really exciting for a couple of years. And then I went to Manhattan. I worked for a booking agency where we were booking national tours, thinking I wanted to be in that industry. The novelty kind of ran out on that fairly quickly when I started dealing with the egos that are in that industry. And if you know anything about me, I'm kind of low key. And I just realized that that wasn't going to be for me. So I started looking around, and at about that time, my father was expanding the business into other portions. We operate in Mid-Atlantic. We were moving into Maryland. My brother, Jim, who's my partner in the business and the real brains behind the operation, had already began with Conestoga at that time. And so I thought, well, I'll give this a try. And when I got here, I realized that it was not much different business than music business, just a different product and not the egos. So I transitioned pretty well into it. Also, leading up to that time, I did a stint as a, like I mentioned, I have a CDL license. I was a long haul truck driver for about a year before all of the music business stuff started. So I took those experiences of being a kind of a project manager, logistics, and that kind of fit in nicely for what I do now at Conestoga, which in great parts is operations, transportation, warehousing. I do love marketing. So one of the nice things about being in a small family-owned business, we all wear many different hats. So I get to do an awful lot of marketing initiatives, especially our website. So I get really involved in that as well. And then, of course, with customers, and we have three different branches. I oversee two of those, our Sterling, Virginia, and our Columbia, Maryland branches. So I wear a lot of different hats, and I love it that way. It's fun, and I get to, get involved with a variety of things. No day is ever the same.
That's great. I've known Conestoga Tile and your family since 1993. And yet I just learned something. I had no idea. I knew you had your CDL license. I had no idea you were a long haul truck driver for a year.
Yeah. That was probably the greatest education I ever got in my life. Seriously. More so than college and anything, just being out in the road and dealing with all of the challenges and tribulations that come along with that. My hat's off to those men and women that are out in our highways, moving our freight, which everything that we touch comes on a truck.
Yeah.
Really have a great respect for them.
Yeah, that's really great. Something you didn't mention, probably because you're too modest to do so, but I'd like to mention is, you know, Conestoga is the first ever CTDA member company to have three people serve as CTDA president. Your dad was CTDA president, your brother Jim, who you mentioned was CTDA president, and now you are. So that's a really exciting and fun thing.
Yeah, that's true. You know, right. Well, CTDA has brought us so much. And certainly growing up in the business, I think my father, can't think of what year it was that he started. He was one of the founders along with another, you know, a group of great men and women. And there's just so much benefit to a CTDA that, and so, you know, we feel as though we need to give back.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. So Steve, what do you think the successful distributor is going to be focusing on 3 to 5 years from now? We're just kind of coming out of this pandemic. We got all this crazy stuff going on in the world right now that's impacting our businesses. And in the short term, it looks sometimes bleak, right?
Daunting.
Yeah. Daunting. That's a better word. But to position, you know, Conestoga or any other successful distributor to be successful 3 to 5 years from now, what do you think that needs to be?
Well, from 50,000 feet and sort of not considering what we've been through with the pandemic and all of the challenges there, that, you know, our industry has a very diverse distribution channel. There are distributors who are strictly wholesale, whose customers include retail dealers or contractors. Some wholesale distributors focus strictly on commercial markets. Some distributors have a very robust retail business. So, and then there's distributors where they're kind of all of the above. What they all have in common is pressure from competing products, like, for example, LVT and competing distribution channels. An example of this would be the big box retailers. So I feel that 3 to 5 years from now, regardless of their distribution channel that they participate in, they're going to be focusing on streamlining their operations through technology, whether it be automation, AI, could be a stronger online presence for their internet sales or any combination of these. This will all be in the name of providing a competitive product at a competitive price. In addition, they have to be focused on the value that they're going to be bringing to their B2B customers, which can translate to value to the end user, who at the end of the day is the ultimate decision maker. I like to think of it also as that, you know, distributors are going to be focused on an operations metric of sales per employee. They want to get that metric higher and higher going forward. And focusing on that metric will lead innovative distributors to the relatively new technologies to help streamline their businesses so they can provide a product to their customer base quickly, competitively, and generate sustainable income at the same time. So I think a lot of it's going to be in technology and becoming more efficient.
Technology, streamlining operations to be efficient and increasing that sales per employee number.
Right.
Are the things that successful distributors are going to be focused on. So those are awesome. What about thinking about the value that you deliver to customers? What do you see as the value that distributors either both provide now to customers, but also maybe the value they need to be providing in the future to stay relevant?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are doing it now, but I think what it really comes down to partnering in a way that helps their customer, whether it be a contractor, a dealer, or designer, be successful in their own businesses. Help their B2B customers bring value to their businesses, because they too are under a lot of pressure by, you know, various disruptive factors. For example, if a retailer is going to be selling our products and competing against the big boxes, the distributor needs to have support behind that retailer's operation. Apart from being a supplier of products, we need to bring educational programs to the customers to increase their knowledge on how to sell and install products. You know, we need to bring business best practices to them in order to help them run their businesses. Really get into the nitty gritty of being a true partner to them. You know, at the end of the day, us and the organizations we're doing business with we're in this together. It's a partnership with a common goal. We can't just be a warehouse full of tile. We have to bring more to the table and work alongside our customers to help them succeed.
Yeah, great. It's a crazy time in business. We kind of touched on that a little bit earlier. Supply chain issues, war in Ukraine right now that's significantly impacting the European tile manufacturers and their ability to produce tile. A lot of this we probably didn't predict 6 months ago when you were putting together your plan for 22. But without sharing any kind of secret sauce, what's Conestoga's number one strategy for this year?
Well, you know, every year we gather up our senior and our mid-level managers and we plot our course for the following year and generally for the years to come. And coming into 2022, you know, we are coming out of the pandemic, but we sort of settled into how we were dealing with that. Probably our number one strategy was to expand our geographical footprint. We're in the Mid-Atlantic area. We operate central Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, DC, and we're adding Philadelphia to that. Call us crazy. But that is still high on our list. And we're executing that plan. But now we're having to be very focused on the supply chain, as you mentioned. It's becoming more and more challenging due to lingering COVID-19 issues and now the Russian and Ukrainian war. The one thing I've learned over the years, plan is great and necessary, but be ready to be challenged by surprises and be ready to alter your course along the way.
That's a great point. I mean, and if you didn't know that before, and I know you did, boy, our audience, though, if you didn't know that before, the last 2 years have really painted that picture for everybody.
Absolutely.
It's planning's important, but you can't plan for everything. So being able to adjust and modify to be able to execute successfully is really important. Great lesson there, Steve. So let's talk about industry now for a minute. You know, we talked a little bit about Conestoga. By the way, I meant to say, expanding into Philadelphia, who gets to get the Philly cheesesteaks? Is that, you know,
yeah,
who's going to
manage? Benefit. Yeah, for sure. That's a benefit of going over there. Philadelphia is a very different place. It's a beautiful place, and we're really enjoying our time that we're spending there.
Good. So what do you see for the industry? And when I say the industry, I mean the tile industry, but you could also focus it if you want in terms of tile distribution industry, depends on how you want to address this question. But what do you see the greatest challenge being for the industry kind of going into finishing 22 maybe and going into 23?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's kind of back to sort of some themes already discussed. I think there's going to be even greater pressure on the supply chain, where the root of the problem started as consequences of the pandemic, but is now further strained by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Since the pandemic, we've seen freight costs from Europe. Everybody's seen freight costs increase. Our personal stories, we started around $3,000, $4,000, and we're now up to $9,000, $10,000 per container. And that's probably on the low side. I've heard, horror stories of even worse than that with other distributors. In addition to the cost of the container, because demand is so high, the shipping lines are having to leave containers on the dock because there isn't enough capacity on the ship. So being that tile containers are the heaviest payload that they've got, they're oftentimes the first thing that they give the boot and leave it on the dock for another ship to pick up later. But now, with this invasion, I think we're all getting a lesson about, supply chain in Europe. And, to produce tile, it takes a lot of natural gas and it takes a lot of clay. And as it turns out, Russia's got most of the natural gas and Ukraine has most of the clay, or kaolin to be exact. So both of those are really vital parts to ceramic production and are being severely hampered by this war. So I'm really worried about our European partners' ability to operate under such headwinds and with coverings next week. I'm really looking forward to talking to our friends from the other side of the pond to learn more about their challenges and possibly how we can help them. You know, who knows? But they're under a lot of stress over there, and it's going to stress the supply chain, not all over the world, really, and domestically here in the U.S. As there's a lot of importers of European products that might have to, you know, start looking for some domestic supply to keep their channel going. So that's going to put a strain on everybody. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Hopefully, it's not as bad as it could possibly be, and I'm praying that it's not.
Significant challenges for our industry in particular and worldwide as a result of all that. So yeah, and it's a really sad situation as well. As a quick aside, a little announcement to the industry, TCNA, the Tile Council of North America, NTCA, the National Tile Contractors Association, and CTDA are partnering together to create a campaign to raise funds to help children in Ukraine who have been displaced. And we're partnering with a charity called Save the Children, which is a big, well-established charitable organization. And CTDA, TCNA, and NTCA are all kicking off the fundraising program by each making $10,000 contributions. And next week at Coverings, we'll be making the opportunity for the rest of the industry to support that program and help not only the tile industry folks in Ukraine, which are, you know, of which there are many, but also just, you know, the children who are being displaced and orphaned and whatnot.
Wow, that's great. That's great news.
So, Steve, you're president of CTDA this year, so I can't have this podcast without asking you a little bit about what you think the greatest value is that you personally or Conestoga gets or has gotten over the years from being an active member of CTDA.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's the people involved. It's the networking. I've sat on the board, gosh, I forget how many years now, 6, 8 years, it seems. For a while. And I was really contemplating a couple years ago to, you know, maybe kind of let that seat go to somebody else. But then, gosh, I just started thinking about how the networking through CTDA has brought me so much information and so much benefit. I got to recall back to the member meetups that we have on Tuesdays. What is it? Every other Tuesday.
Right.
And you had a guest on there that was had an accounting background and taught us all about the employer credits that could be available to us.
Employee retention tax credits.
Yes. We had no idea about it. And it turns out our accounting firm was aware of it, but they didn't realize we were eligible for that or not. But just that very news was, you know, brought a lot of financial benefit to us. So I never would have learned about that without being involved with CTDA, without being on the member meetup. So it's that kind of stuff. It's the networking. It's the sharing of information that we enjoy so much by being part of CTDA, and then the education from there that we gather and take back to our people here at Conestoga. It's just been invaluable to us. And, I wish more distributors will listen to this podcast and be encouraged to become members, because it truly, truly is a benefit and can pay off quite well.
Thanks, Steve. That's very nice. So, you know, we've already talked about how Conestoga is a well-established and successful distributor in the tile industry and a family business that your dad started, that you and Jim have been involved in. A lot of distributors in the industry are family businesses, right? Many of them are multi-generational family businesses. What do you suppose keeps people so engaged in this industry? Why do you think this industry has so many of these companies that have been around for a long time? And maybe that's another way of saying, what do you like best about the industry?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I can only answer it in terms of what, like you said, what do I like best about about this. There's great people in this industry, and I appreciate, like I said earlier, being able to network with distributors across the country and manufacturers around the world. And sometimes they make the community seem small, which is good. I don't feel overwhelmed in this industry. But what I really love about the industry is the product itself, how it fits into the lives of so many people and what the product can do to the character or environment of any given space, whether it's interior or exterior. From the day I started in the industry, the product just gets reinvented over and over to something better. Product innovation over the years has been amazing to witness and be part of. When I started full-time in the business, 8x8 glazed clay body tile was the norm. 12x12s were just being introduced, and we've obviously come a long way from there. So my excitement of the product then is then also shared with our staff. So that's excited to see. We love being involved in the transformation of these spaces through the use of these products. And our own designers, they're, you know, when they're working with folks in the showroom, they get super excited and charged up to create for the end user something really beautiful. So for me, it's the product that possibly that's what engages other families in this. It's a fun product to work with, and it's rewarding to see the fruits of our labors pay off. And when those products are installed and for everybody to enjoy.
That's great. Yeah, I would say so many people in this industry are passionate, and they're passionate about the industry, but I think it all starts with that product. You know, right. Tile is a beautiful, fashionable product, and people get passionate about it. And then I think you kicked it off by saying tile's in your blood. It does. It gets in your blood.
Now, sometimes the tile being so heavy, it creates some issues. So sometimes I wish maybe we were in styrofoam, but I don't think I'd be nearly as passionate as that.
Yes, for sure not. And then all those little white things would be all over every place, you know. Oh, yeah. Steve, it's been great talking with you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Coverings next week. Is there anything you'd like to make sure the audience kind of takes away from our discussion today?
Well, thank you. And I really appreciated being here. I would say be on an endless pursuit of improvement. Look ahead, determine what tools will be needed in the future to be competitive and allow you to bring value to your customers. Create a win-win situation through improvement. If you help your customers be successful, your success is sure to follow.
Great message. That's really great. Everybody, you've been listening to CTDA's Because It's Tile podcast, and our special guest, Steve Vogel, president of CTDA, and Executive Vice President and co-owner of Conestoga Tile. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody. See you at Coverings.
You've just listened to an episode of Because It's Tile podcast. Make sure to catch the next episode. Hit subscribe now. Visit ctdahome.org for more information, training materials, and education on the ceramic tile industry. Thank you for listening.